This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2, parenting with passion.
Every year around this time, thousands of kids take home their school reports to their parents. Now, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, how you react to their school report and how your children interpret your reaction can have quite an effect on their self-esteem and maybe even their future direction in life. Deb Sorensen heads up counselling and program development with Focus on the Family. Hi, Deb.
Hi, how are you going?
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
School reports, I think the sort of basic dilemma here is that, you know, every parent wants to encourage their child to do well and to do their best, but at the same time, children need to know that they're loved and, you know, accepted regardless of their achievements or lack of them. How do you kind of, you know, strike that balance?
Oh, look, it is really tough, isn't it? And I think it's easy to fall into taking the easy road, looking at the report and saying, hey, oh, look, they've only got C's or D's and, you know, the teacher's written could do better. I know I used to get that all the time, could try harder, you know.
Yeah.
And, then you immediately start to beat up on the child and, you know, even if they did manage to get a B in one subject or something, you know, you focus on the negatives. And, yeah, and it's easy also to fall into that kind of competitive mode too. You think, oh, you know, the other kids are doing all right, they've got A's and why haven't you? And, yeah, so-and-so's child, they've got A's, why haven't you? You know, it's actually a very competitive domain.
Well, really, I guess, you know, kids are being judged against their peers, aren't they? It's sort of a relative system where they only give out so many A's and only give out so many B's. And let's deal with that first, that situation of, you know, the child who has the wonderful report. So they're doing really well at everything and they're extremely talented and hardworking. You know, how much should parents acknowledge and reward a child who's doing well?
But I think it's really important to encourage them and reward and say, look, this is fantastic, you're doing great, you know, you're obviously really smart in this area, go for it, you know, I'm really proud of you. Yeah, that's really important to do, but not to kind of then pit them against other children. I think that's the hard bit.
I think too, I mean, if kids do get a lot of, say, praise and encouragement for doing well, could they not then feel that they, you know, have to produce a great result to please their parents? How do you get around that one?
Yeah, look, it can do. I think often when we, if our praise is only ever attached to their performance, then kids will get that understanding or develop that understanding that, hey, I've got to perform to get the love, you know. So there is some danger there. So we need to balance that with giving them praise and hanging out with them and enjoying them in other times, at other, you know, in other spaces, if you like.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And maybe praising other aspects of their character or personality if they're kind or if they're patient or things like that.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
Okay, and then what about the disappointing report, the one that says, as you mentioned, could do better, could try harder? How can you parents sort of utilise that and turn it around for good?
Well, I think there's a couple of questions I'd be asking. You know, is this about attitude? You know, that they've got a really slack attitude and they're not really not trying. You know, and they're being disrespectful and they're mucking about and you know, the whole attitude thing. Is it about attitude, or is it that, hey, look, they're just not wired to do well academically? You know, is it that, you know, they're going to always not do well academically? They're always going to fall in that sort of the lower percentage as far as maths and English goes, and they really, you know, are trying their best. Or maybe even, I know my eldest daughter was slightly dyslexic, and we didn't discover this until she was in year five, and by then she just, the teachers had put her down as one that didn't concentrate. You know, she was always asking teachers, you know, to repeat stuff, and they just thought she was mucking about, and she'd got a bit of a label, and so she just thought she was dumb. She thought she was, you know, really stupid, and they thought she was just mucking about, and so she always got a bad report. And then we discovered she was dyslexic, and, yeah, it changed her world, actually. She came home smiling, saying, Mum, I'm not dumb, you know. it was heartbreaking, really.
Yeah.
She already got this reputation as someone that was just not concentrating and, you know, wasn't trying hard enough.
Yeah.
There's, you know, we've got to look at attitude, got to look at, okay, what's their, are they ever going to achieve well? And maybe even look at, you know, is there an underlying issue here? You know, maybe dyslexia or something like that's playing a part. So don't just, yeah, take it at face value.
But if it is their attitude, if it's not, you know, some other cause, but they just really disengage with school and they hate it, and how do parents deal with that? You know, I mean, can you actually help a child to change their attitude, or is it about changing their environment?
A bit of both, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to talk to our kids about how important an education is. And I know with my eldest daughter, it was tricky because my next daughter, who was 3 years younger, had a reading age 3-4 years older than her age and was straight A. And so she'd come home with this glowing report and, you know, my oldest daughter would just be in tears, you know, really tried hard and she was getting a C, you know. So I had to explain to her, hey, look, you'll never probably get A's. No matter how hard you try, you may never get A's, but you're intelligent in other areas. And she really was. She was so intelligent emotionally and socially. You know, she could really click with even adults and have an intelligent conversation. She could pick where people were at emotionally, that they were not doing too well or whatever, and she, you know, had that compassion. She'd sit with them. So she was intelligent in those sorts of ways. And she was intelligent musically. And I think with kids, we need to discover, where they are intelligent, where their strengths are, because there's all sorts of forms of intelligence. Like there's maths and English, which are kind of like reinforced at school and honoured in the school environment. But there are other forms, like people can be musically talented, they can be kinetically talented and intelligent. That's to do with sports. And using your body, so dancing. Some kids are really good at that, and drama. Some kids are really creative. And often that's not going to be highlighted or reinforced in the school environment. So as a parent, we need to kind of get our kids trying lots of different things outside the school environment to see and find their strengths, you know, and encourage that and sort of focus on that too and say, hey, you know, as long as you're doing well at school, as long as you're getting an A in attitude at school and doing your best, then you know, that's great, and hey, let's discover where your strengths actually lie outside of that as well.
So I guess what I'm hearing from that is that it's important to not just look at this at the time of the report, but to, over the course of your child's life, encourage and nurture their gifts and abilities, whether that's academic or whether that's dancing or whether that's, you know, socially.
Yeah. And give them opportunity to explore and give them opportunity to succeed in other areas. And also, I think linking it with contributing back to society, we often fail to go that way as parents to see the importance of how kids can actually contribute back into society using their strengths.
Absolutely.
So if they're right into sports, for instance, help them get a volunteer position coaching a junior team or umpiring, or because it's really important that kids get this sense of, hey, you know, I'm worthy. Society needs me. I have a place in society. You know, I've got these gifts in order to contribute. That it's not just about, oh, okay, well, I'm good at singing, so what?
Yeah. Well, I think we all need that, don't we?
Yeah.
Deb, we'll have to wrap it up there. But thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me this morning about this. We really appreciate your input.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's Deb Sorensen from Focus on the Family. And for more great advice and resources on family life, check out families.org.au.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.